On Zoom, we have Alderman Peterson, Alderman Plocher, Alderman Transier, as well as Aaron and Rob from staff. This meeting is being conducted within the governor's orders for remote meetings. So I think that covers us for that one. Okay, citizens' comments. I don't think we have anybody in person or on Zoom.
There is none.
All right. Minutes for approval from October 21st, 2020. Any comments on those? We will take those as presented. New business, admin 2020-66, budget report for October of 2020.
The only thing I have to update that's high level from the last discussion we had at City Council on November 10th is the state did release its use tax and income tax figures for November. And income tax is the one that's kind of variable and, you know, it changes wildly from year to year and month to month. But income tax is still trending at that $105 per capita that the IML had estimated. And when we had talked about this at the end of October, when I gave my financial overview, we were still budgeting like $98 or $97 per capita. So the fact that it's still trending towards that higher IML estimate is good news, at least for now. We'll see if that holds up over time, obviously. And then the second part of it is use tax, which is our online sales tax that'll eventually get transferred to sales tax almost entirely after January 1st, is up like 40% again. So year over year, that just means since the Wayfair versus South Dakota decision a few years ago, we are getting much more online sales statewide that are then distributed to us on a per capita basis. So those are the biggest high-level updates. If anybody has any questions about the rest of the budget report, happy to take them.
Any comments or questions? All right. That is informational for us. Appreciate it, Bart. Next item, 2020-67, Treasurer's Report for October 2020.
At the beginning, fund balance of $703,923. State revenues of $19,914,939. Year-to-date expenses of $12,881,596. Projected ending fund balance of $19,737,265.
Anybody have any comments or questions on that one? Thank you for that one, Rob. That one moves to City Council. Any objection to the consent? Thank you. All right, next item, admin 2020-68, website report for October 2020.
Yeah, the report is in your packet. The one thing I wanted to point out, and I looked back at several months, and since the adoption of the new design of the website, we've really kind of dropped our minutes on the website to below 2 minutes consistently, and that people are searching from the search bar on the main page, which is how we designed it to have it right up at the top. So you see that people are going on there, getting what they need, and then hopping back off.
Uh-oh. Oh, you dropped. Your audio dropped.
What's going on? Restart.
Oh, the computer. Hold on. Well, we're having some technical malfunctions here. The mayor's computer just restarted for no good reason. Oh, it's updated. Nice one. Okay, can you hear us okay through my computer? Okay, well, let me unengineer the sound here. Unreal. All right, somebody give me an audio test.
Test, can you hear me okay?
I can, yes. So we're down one computer here. So So you were saying about the search function has driven the minutes per visit down?
Correct, which is what the intention was of putting that search bar front and foremost on the new website design. But if anybody has any specific questions, I'd be happy to answer them.
All right, sorry about that interruption. There we go. Now we got it.
Change things up on the fly.
Yeah, we got it. So Aaron, I think as you were saying, just to summarize this real quick, that we've had the change that we've had, since the change on the website, people are staying on there a shorter amount of time, but they appear to be getting what they need in a faster process. That's really what it comes down to. Okay, I just wanted to make sure that that's what you were conveying. So it's doing what it's supposed to do. They're still getting the information. It's not that we're losing people. It's just more efficient. All right. That's good. Any comments, questions on that from the aldermen? All right, that was informational. Next item is admin 2020-69, the quarterly vehicle replacement chart.
Rob did update the chart. There again, it's like a 40-year lifespan for all of our vehicles and when they should be replaced on an ideal basis. We have been updating it throughout as we've been purchasing and destroying vehicles. So it should be relatively up to date, at least as far as the date of the packet creation.
All right, this is something that's handy to see whenever we get new vehicles or we dispose of vehicles. As well as for planning, this has been a good tool for us to see this information, know how to plan a little more appropriately. So long term, this has really been helpful, I think, to see occasionally. So anybody have any comments or anything on this one? All right, that's information, appreciated. Now we get to the fun stuff. Do we want to take this kind of all as one, Bart?
The first
A through G?
Yeah, those can all be taken.
Okay, so admin 2020-70, bond abatement ordinance A through G.
Yes. So these are our annual ordinances for the non-abatement of property taxes associated with various alternate revenue bonds that we've approved. So if you approve ordinances 5A through 5G at City Council, what you're saying is we have enough revenue to pay off those bonds from normal sources, as opposed to us filing an abatement ordinance that has a dollar amount associated with it, which would mean then that we are placing those payments on property taxes. So passage of the ordinances as drafted keeps all of those bond payments off of property taxes and says we are good for another year, and so that's what we recommend.
Anybody have any questions regarding A through G and the process for these? All right. So if no one objects, we'll move this to the administration committee report on the City Council. All right. That takes care of that one. Looks like a long agenda, but not really.
Right.
All right. Next, we have admin 2020-71, special service area abatement ordinances, and we're going to do A through E together.
Yes, so these are actual levy ordinances for the SSAs, or their abatement ordinances, excuse me, for the SSAs in various subdivisions throughout town. Each subdivision and SSA has its own SSA administration report in the packet that recommends what the tax levy is for the SSA amounts. In general, all of the subdivisions and SSAs will see a normal inflationary type increase, anywhere from 0.5% up to, I think there's one that's just shy of 3.5%, if I remember correctly. And that's based on the debt service in the SSAs, so the bonds that were approved, however many years ago, the number of payments received by everybody living in the subdivision, the number of non-payments received. received by people living in the subdivision, and the ins and outs of the various bond ordinances associated with each one of them. Compared to years prior, this has been a relatively normal year in that people have been paying their SSA taxes, and so the levy amounts are increasing by a normal inflationary factor. There was one hiccup that showed up in the form of the supplemental packet that we issued. I believe it's item E for the Autumn Creek and Bristol Bay SSA. For those of you that were here 4 or 5 years ago, we did package these two SSAs together in a refinancing around that time that saved each subdivision a few hundred bucks a year. We had some level of non-payment in each one of those subdivisions this year, up until, I think, Friday of last week, which would have resulted in a larger increase from year to year in the SSA. But the large property owner in Bristol Bay made the property tax payments, I think, Thursday of last week. We ran the administration reports after that, and it resulted in a normal inflationary increase. So again, these are basically required under the bond ordinances, and they are usual in that the increases from year to year are inflationary-type increases.
So Bart, you mentioned the Bristol Bay. How much would they have been looking at of an increase had that payment not been made?
It was like 8 or 10%. It was significant.
So yeah, that's a big difference that would have been bore by the residents had that payment not been made. So that was good to have that last minute payment made. Anybody have any questions or comments on this one? These are obviously necessary to do. All right. So that one, again, we'll move that to the...
Dan's got a question.
Oh, I'm sorry, Dan.
That's okay. So when people in these subdivisions fail to pay their association dues, most likely encompass the SSA, the other residents in the subdivision have to pay for that with increased rates every year?
So the association dues are paid usually monthly and collected by the homeowners associations. Those are separate from the SSA dues. So these are traditional SSAs that are on the property taxes, so they're not associated with homeowners associations. So, but if somebody's not paying their monthly HOA dues, they're probably also not paying their property taxes on time. So if somebody doesn't make their property tax bill payment, then yes, that results in a delinquency. And when we run the numbers in the subdivision, if enough people don't pay, the remaining people that are paying will end up getting an increase. And we saw that through the last recession and then coming out of the last recession as a frequent occurrence.
Sorry, I misspoke. I said homeowners association, but I knew they were property taxes.
Sure. No problem.
But everyone suffered. If you got deadbeats, huh?
Yes.
And conversely, we've seen a couple times when all the payments are caught up and things have actually dropped. So it does happen, because once they do catch up and pay,
yep,
then we have potential for surpluses. So these do go down occasionally.
Yeah, each one of those admin reports, and Rob puts it in the memo, it's real nice, it's got like the maximum special tax in there, and then what we're actually extending. And I believe that all six of them are below the maximum, although maybe there's one of them that's not. But for the most part, people have promised to pay the maximum special tax, and for the life of the SSA, they've generally paid under the maximum. So, you know, it's been a little bit better of a deal than they signed up for.
So, any other questions on that one? All right, so this one will move to the admin committee report on City Council as well. All right. Thank you. Next we have admin 2020-72. Ordinance for the amended levy and assessment of taxes for the fiscal year beginning May 1st, 2021 and ending April 30th, 2022 in and for Special Service Area Number 2004-201, Fox Hill.
Okay, so these are the two subdivisions where we've taken over the Homeowners Association and levy a special tax for maintenance. In general, both the Sunflower and the Fox Hill Homeowners Association SSAs are generally in line with what we've been doing from year to year. Last year, I believe in both subdivisions, we had approved a phased-in increase to offset capital projects that we had done, increased maintenance costs, etc. And so what's happened this year is in Fox Hill, We have added tree trimming. We discovered that there were a bunch of bad trees along the trails, and so we decided that it would be good to trim them. But in Sunflower, the maintenance program has generally not changed, except for both subdivisions, we are proposing to drop the management company and the management fee from the SSA. So that's a few $1,000 a year, so that saves the residents. We tried it out for a couple years, and we just didn't think that it was worth the few $1,000 that they were charging us for what they were actually producing. And so we're just proposing to take that in-house. So that actually results in a modest savings in a multi-year tax analysis. And so Rob's got it at the bottom of each memo, or actually it's at the top of the second page of each memo. You know, what we had communicated last year in Fox Hill was going to be a levy for this year of about $90 per house, and then next year going up to 110, and then the next year going up to 130, and then the next year going up to 150. And again, we're only really approving that, you know, first number there. But this year, we've actually been able to reduce that. We're only proposing a levy of about $86 as opposed to 90, and then a phased-in increase after that up to 120 4 years out. And again, we'll review that every year. For
just to clarify, we are talking Fox Hill and Sunflower. I only read the one, but we're having a conversation for both of these at the same time.
Correct, yes. My apologies.
No problem.
Ahead of myself. And then Sunflower, that's at the bottom of Rob's memo there. So we had proposed last year a levy per unit, this year about $193, going up to 213, going up to 233, and then 253 all the way out in 2023. And this year we're only proposing that the levy is $179 per unit. So a savings of about $13 per resident annually. And so the documents and levy ordinances in the packet will do that.
So with these, I know in past years we have looked at the increases as to how much do we want to do a year. And the sole reason we looked at that was how much of an increase are we going to do each year? Because for a couple of years we had a pretty significant increase and we wanted to kind of balance that out so it wasn't a, you know, steep increase. This is actually pretty well balanced in terms of what they're increasing or decreasing over the next 4 years. So I don't really have an issue with what we're looking at. If anybody has any other thoughts, I think this is a good plan as to what we're doing for the two different levies here. And any comments on that? No? I think we're okay is what it sounds like. So with that one, we can move that to the admin report as well on City Council.
Okay.
Okay. That's both of those separate. All right, that's all of our new business. Anybody have any additional business? Nobody?
I do nothing.
Well, Joe, I did not beat your meeting last night of 9 minutes, so this is 20, so can adjourn at 6:20.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
See ya.
If you want, Bart, you can always...